This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack says his department's lost thousands of staffers in recent years as the latest USDA budget request tries to recoup some of those losses. USDA's fiscal year 2023 budget request of close to $24 billion is up more than 10% from this year, and part of that is to make up for...
The Department of Agriculture has 5,300 fewer people working at it than it did when I left office in January of 2017. Despite the fact that both the discretionary and mandatory budgets have increased, the discretionary budget has been increased by 18%, and the programmatic spending has increased by several billion dollars.
Vilsack says Congress's failures in some years to fully fund pay raises has forced staff cuts in critical areas.
We have critical shortages in rural development, in our food and nutrition and consumer service area, and in our NRCS area.
USDA is asking for 535 new staffers for NRCS and 64 more for FSA.
I'm confident that our request will allow us to continue to do the good work at FSA offices across the United States. NRCS is a different story. The reality is we have to have people working individually with producers, particularly for those who have been historically underserved.
Vilsack is asking Congress for $50 million more to help those groups, $200 million more for the Reconnect Broadband Program, another $119 million for the Ag and Food Research, and full funding for SNAP, WIC, and Child Nutrition.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.